encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And we are at another message out of Matthew chapter 24. It's going to play today and tomorrow. This was my sermon from yesterday at the church. What'll be the sign of your coming? Halloween 2021. And we're going to, once again, going back to the Word of God and to find out, see if we can find out or glean any more information from the Lord on where we stand on His prophetic clock and His prophetic time clock. And that's where we're going to be. For more info on this ministry, my email address is paul@wgodradio.com. We had 50 people show up this week at church. That's the most we've ever seen as long as I've been a pastor. God's doing a great work at Island, and we all cordially invite you to come by and worship with us sometime. More on that as Sunday approaches, and as Wednesday night approaches, more info on what's going on then. So here now, part one of this message, what will be the signs of your coming? What will be the signs? You know, the problem with Microsoft is that you could only have one message or title to be saved with that name. So when I come to what will be the signs, I'm in big trouble. This would be like, what will be the signs number 837A for my other 837. Or we could just call it, which is now the title I've got, what will be the sign of your coming? Halloween 2021. In all honesty, I could preach a brand new version of this each and every month because things change that fast. I could call this famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Everyone poo-poos earthquakes because there's always earthquakes. And pestilence. People laughed at my sermons for 15 years when I warned people that perhaps the greatest sign Jesus' return is near is when the whole world would be full with pestilence. I know of two Christians associated with this church who will get fired and lose their job if they don't receive the mark, I mean the vaccine. Sorry about that slip of the tongue. Imagine that. That could never happen, right? The government forcing you to receive an identifying mark in order to buy or to sell? Now, today, that's about as funny as the whole world being filled with pestilence. Even since writing this week, I made the mistake of running into Bill. And Bill, when he was gone, ran into people from Canada. And guess what they're doing in Canada? See, this is what I'm saying. Every week, this changes. In Canada, you will get fired if you don't have the vaccine. And you can't collect unemployment. You can't, and you lose all of your insurance. You can't get anything if you don't get the vaccine in Canada. Was that accurately portrayed of what you told me? Unbelievable, but yet so believable. But the buzzword this week, at least it was until I ran into him, was famine. It's all over the news. They are just about out. That is O-U-T, or as Daffy Duck would say, O-W-T, out of water in California, in the western states, while waiting in the wings
is this reality. It's just waiting on the call. That is Revelation 11:6. This scripture I'm about to read refers to two witnesses for Jesus Christ who will appear during the tribulation, probably near the end. The Bible says in Revelation 11:6, it says these two have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And, as if that wasn't bad enough, and they have the power over the waters. What does it say on your guys? Who's from Minnesota over here? What's it say on your license plate? 10,000 lakes. I bet you wish his word "and" wasn't in your Bible. That's what we need. We need a Minnesota Bible. It's good for nothing without the word "and" in it. And they have the power over all the waters to turn them into blood. And to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire, or you could say whenever they feel like it. The days of their prophecy is 1,260 days. On a Jewish calendar, that's 3.5 years. So imagine the response to this. If you want to see it up close, go to Walmart 24 hours before a hurricane. Or for that matter, go to Walmart 3 Friday nights from now and try to get your Sony Trinitron that's on sale. Black Friday? Not. So I read in the news, I look around me, and I recognize that climate change is real. I am officially changing my position. Do you hear that? All you liberals around the world, Pastor Paul's changing his position. Climate change is real. Listen to what Peter said. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, and the earth and all the works therein will be burnt up. I'm a believer in climate change. I'm a believer. That's climate change. The big difference is, instead of blaming Donald Trump for it, you better get on your knees and repent because of it. Repent of your evil sins and see and receive the light while it's still today, because the hour is coming, Jesus says, when no man can work. Oh, you can bet your sweet bippy it's real, but don't go blaming a politician for it. Don't blame me for it, and don't make my car get 90 miles per gallon by next year, because that ain't going to fix the problem. No one's going to fix the problem. No one can fix it. Like earthquakes, like pestilence, and like famines, climate change is just a sign that Jesus' return is near. Now I finally get it. That's all it is. It's a sign so that you will know that his return is near. That's what it is. Everything is set for people out here to blame people and politics when this happens. When you all can see it right now. You see the handwriting on the wall. When this happens, and when there's no rain for 3.5 years, who do you think these people are going to blame for it? Donald Trump, how that said in the front row? Right. He got blamed for ruining the World Series last night. Did you see that? He had the unmitigated audacity to do this. They were at an Atlanta Braves game. There were 80 million people doing this. But Donald Trump did it. It's the end of the world. Who do you think you're going to blame when you can't have any water to drink for 3.5 years? Don't blame a politician. Recognize, Jesus says, recognize. Recognize, you guys are from Canada. Get out the scraper there and get the snow and ice off your window. I had a friend of mine who lived in Alberta, Edmonton, Fort McMurray, And he had a plastic thing on there so his window wouldn't freeze. You got to get all the ice and look in that way, recognize his return is near. And then he says, even at the doors. He's not even on his throne anymore, I would bet. And these are the signs so that you will know that his return is near. Now, that's as good a place as ever to start. What do you say we start this sermon this morning? Jesus himself said in Matthew 24:33, when you see all of these things, to recognize my return is near. Even at the doors. We're in Matthew chapter 24. Let's pick it up today at verse 32. The parable of the fig tree. Now on the handout, I've got it from the New American Standard. I'm probably reading to you from the New King James. Parable of the fig tree. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you'll know that summer is near. So you too, when you see all of these things, all right, what things? Look around, church. Are friends dying from pestilence? From pestilence sweeping the globe, earthquakes everywhere, famines, changes in the climate. When you see all of these things, then recognize. I love the way the New American Standard, that's why I used it, says recognize that he is near, even at the doors. Assuredly, verse 34, I say to you, this generation will by no means, two negative words in a row, because there's no exclamation point in the language. So to make a vein-popping statement, they would put two negative words right next to each other, which meant gavel in hand, all right? Many times it's translated as by no means or assuredly not. Or in my translation, what, are you joking? Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all of these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So the parable of the fig tree is not a cryptic reference to Israel. Look at how the verse is recorded. Let me read this to you out of the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 21. If you want to turn there, by all means. Luke 21:29. Who turned on the oven in here? Good Lord, help me. But God made fans for poor pastors. Luke 21. It says, look at the fig tree. Look what he says next. And all the trees. You see, he's not talking about a fig tree. He's talking about a season. This is not a secret reference to Israel. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said, look at all the trees. He says, and that's Luke 21:29. I believe it's verse 29. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. So when you see it's famine, a dried up Lake Mead, a dried up Lake Lanier, governments paying farmers not to plant anything, when you see COVID-19 wreaking havoc across the entire globe, when you see earthquakes and the rapid intensity of them, when you see climate change, when you see 3.5 years with no water and no rain, when you see the government forcing you to take a mark in order to buy or sell, those are the things he's talking about. When you see these things, recognize this. Smell the coffee. That his return is very near. You know, when I lived in Colorado, where it's cold in the wintertime, I recognized two things. And this old Italian boy is ignorant. Funny little bumps start to come out of the ground in March. And number two, the buds on the trees were cherry colored. The bumps, I were told, was what? Starts with a C, crocuses. The buds that blossomed were cherry blossoms. And I could say to you, or someone who lived there could witness, that when you see all these things, when you see crocuses come up from the ground, when you see pink blossoms on all these trees here, you will recognize. That spring is near. Now, in light of that, verse 34 of Matthew 24. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation, now I would say that be you, if we're correct. The generation that sees COVID terrorizing the countryside, no water in Lake Mead, the love of everyone growing cold because of all the evil that's out here. When you see everyone offended at every little thing, that's the group that he's talking about. Is that you? Sure seems like it. Sure seems like it. This generation will by no means or not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Hallelujah, I love that verse. My words will, that's a vein-popping statement there. You can take it to the bank, you can bet your sweet bippy, I guarantee that every word that's in this book is gonna come to pass. That's good news, people. That's good news. Everything. Like, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Everything. How about we are more than conquerors through Christ who saves us? That's good news. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, and indeed it will. No matter how much money these politicians take out of your bank, it's going to pass away. The question is your name in the book? You watching online, climate change is real, you bet. The question is your name in the book? All this is going to vanish and be done away with. Peter said it's all going to melt with fervent heat. Zechariah, the Old Testament prophet, says people's eyes are going to dissolve in their sockets. Is your name in the book? So now, with everything we know, what's next? Verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Mark 13:32 adds, and I wrote that on the handout. He wrote, not even the Son knows. Now, to give us a clue, Jesus is going to remind us of Noah. What day it will be and what the hour is, no one knows. But the season, the season, you see. So right after no one knows comes the word but. Verse 37. But, you see, this you can know, he's saying. The times and the season, you know, when is it going to, the day and the hour you do not know, but here comes the but. This you can know, he's saying. This you can know. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. All right, now right here at this point here, Luke records Jesus also making this statement. Luke 17:26. I wrote it down for you on a handout. This is only in the Gospel of Luke. It's not in the other Gospels. He says this. Let me backpedal. Verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so it'll be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and then the flood came and destroyed them all. Key word here is destroy. Verse 28, here's the verse that's not in the other three. It starts with the word likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, colon. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so it'll be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So, to add to our list this morning of famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, and government-issued marks in order to buy or sell, would be this sign for you today. Rampant homosexuality. Rampant homosexuality. And that sign is given to help you know the season. Because remember, no man knows the day or the hour. See, when here's a clue. When homosexuality gains prominence and authority and acceptance, then you'll know that his return is near. This is what the word says.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Comfortable, don't get comfortable.
show you what I mean. I am gonna love like you never seen. You are gonna live like you used to dream. This is your new song. So afraid, but you don't have to be afraid. Even if you make mistakes, a song for you.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Near enough to make a difference here. It's all too clear. On yonder hill, the darkness flew, the morning broke in light and dew. When day had come again anew, all we sinners. His souls had fallen to the depths below. Hell deserved, but there was hope. All we sinners sang. Saved, we are saved. The gates of heaven wide open. Saved, we are saved. The keys to the grave have been stolen. What could ever pay the cost on Calvary's hill?